KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says Joe Wieskamp will test the NBA waters by entering his name into the draft. Wieskamp is coming off a junior season in which he averaged nearly 15 points per game and shot 46% from three-point range. He's left the door open to return for his senior season.
We've had a number of discussions, Joe and I. We met with folks from the NBA office yesterday, and our best attempt to get him the most accurate and up-to-date information. Those discussions will be ongoing because that stuff gets updated, and you want him to have the best possible information that he can have.
Wieskamp went through a similar process after his freshman year before deciding to return to school.
His name's in, so he's got time to make his decision. He needs to take whatever time he needs to come to that conclusion.
McCaffrey believes it is likely Wieskamp will get an invitation to the NBA draft combine.
I do think he took steps this year to really take his game to another level. I'm really impressed with how he worked and how he performed. I think he's got the right mindset and the right personality and demeanor to compete at that level and to put the necessary time in to make it happen.
McCaffrey says he's confident Wieskamp would get drafted.
At the same time, he loves playing here. He loves being a Hawk. And he'll go when he has all the information that he needs, or he'll stay, when he has all the information he needs. He's smart. His parents are really intelligent. But I've been really impressed with he and his family and how they've gone about this process.
The NBA Combine is set for June. The draft is set for July. In other college basketball news, Louisville guard David Johnson will enter the NBA draft and forego his final two seasons of eligibility after being one of the Cardinals' most productive players the past 2 years. Michigan guard Eli Brooks is returning for a fifth season with the Wolverines. UConn swingman Tyler Polley has announced he plans to take advantage of the extra year of eligibility and return to the school, but he says he'll put his name into the NBA draft pool for evaluation. Duke forward Matthew Hurt is declaring for the NBA draft and intends to hire an agent following a breakout sophomore season. South Florida forward Alexis Yetna is headed to Seton Hall as a grad transfer. Arizona has hired longtime Gonzaga assistant Tommy Lloyd as its men's basketball coach. Lloyd replaces Sean Miller, who was fired last week after 12 years amid an NCAA infractions investigation. Arkansas has signed men's basketball coach Eric Musselman to a new five-year agreement that runs through April of 2026. That extension comes a month after Arkansas reached its first NCAA tournament Elite Eight appearance in more than 25 years. Joe Golding has been named the new men's basketball coach at UTEP. The move comes after a decade at Abilene Christian that included an upset victory for the 14th-seeded Wildcats over number 3-seed Texas in the first round of this season's NCAA tournament. Iowa State women's basketball's Ashley Jones was one of 20 collegiate women's basketball student-athletes invited to the 2021 USA Women's AmeriCup team trials. Those trials will take place April 18th through the 21st and held at the University of South Carolina. 10 nations from North, South, and Central America and the Caribbean will take part in that 2021 AmeriCup, which will be held in June in Puerto Rico. The top four finishing teams will advance to compete in one of four 2022 FIBA World Cup qualifying tournaments in the hopes of earning one of the 12 spots in the 2022 FIBA World Cup field. USA National Team head coach Dawn Staley will serve as head coach of the USA AmeriCup team. She'll be assisted by University of Arizona head coach Adia Barnes and Jennifer Rizzotti, the 2021 USA National Team assistant coach. Jones has won two gold medals with USA basketball so far at the 2018 FIBA America's Under-18 Championship, where she served as the team captain, and also with the FIBA Under-19 World Cup. Jones is fresh off one of the best seasons in Iowa State women's basketball history, setting a new school record of 24.2 points per game while finishing the season second in points scored, tied for seventh in rebounding average, fourth in free throw percentage, third in free throws made, sixth in free throws attempted, fourth in field goals made, and third in field goals attempted. That 24.2 points per game helped Jones lead the Big 12 Conference and was ranked fifth nationally. A former Drake coach, Jenny Baranchik, has officially been introduced as the new women's basketball coach at Oklahoma. Baranchik led the Bulldogs to six straight 20-win seasons, three consecutive trips to the NCAA tournament, and six Missouri Valley Conference regular season and tournament titles.
I love basketball, and there's nothing better than being part of a team. Because when you're part of a team, you get to work together for something great. And we did that when I played at Iowa. We did that at Drake. And we're going to do that here.
Baranchik replaces Sherry Cole, who retired after 25 years as the Sooner head coach.
The Big 12 is a beast of a league. And there is talent everywhere. But our goal is to win championships and to compete for championships.
The Sooners were 12-12 this past season. Also, major college football and basketball players will be permitted to transfer one time before graduating without being required to sit out a year of competition starting next season. The NCAA Division I Council voted to change the long-standing rule, which has helped deter players in high-profile sports from switching schools. Starting this fall semester, all athletes will be operating under the same rules. Transfers will be allowed to play right away. In baseball yesterday, Joe Ross tossed six innings of four-hit ball as the Nationals downed the Cardinals 6-0. Ross also singled and scored a run before four relievers combined to hold St. Louis hitless the rest of the way. Ryan Zimmerman hit his first homer of the season, a two-run drive off of Adam Wainwright. Salvador Perez homered and doubled to cap off an impressive series, leading Brad Keller and the Royals over the Angels 6-1. The All-Star catcher drove in two runs Wednesday and went 8-for-12 with four RBIs in the series. Carlos Santana also homered as the Royals took two out of three from the Angels. Carlos Rodon has thrown the second no-hitter of the Major League season and the second in 5 days. Rodon was one out from a perfect game before settling for a no-no in the White Sox 8-0 thrashing of the Indians. Perfection ended when he hit Roberto Perez on the foot with a pitch in the ninth. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Padres 5-1, Brewers over the Cubs 7-0, Giants 3-0 over the Reds, Marlins 6-5 and 10 over the Braves, Mets beat the Phillies 5-1, the Rangers 5-1 over the Rays, Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-4, and the Red Sox swept a pair from the Twins 3-2 and 7-1. The Astros will spend time without second baseman Jose Altuve, third baseman Alex Bregman, designated hitter Yordan Alvarez, and catcher Martin Maldonado, along with infielder Robel Garcia. They've been placed on the injured list because of COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Also, Twins shortstop Andrelton Simmons has tested positive for COVID-19 and was placed on the COVID-19 injured list before Wednesday's doubleheader against the Red Sox. Simmons says he doesn't plan to get the vaccine, which was made available to the team in a single-shot dosage last week. Dylan Nedved is excelling as a two-way player for the Iowa baseball team. The redshirt junior is hitting .305 for the Hawkeyes while also posting five saves and an earned run average of .156 on the mound. He was 6-of-7 at the plate in Sunday's doubleheader sweep of Minnesota and also earned the save in their 6-to-1 win.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely a lot more work. You know, just at practice, I'll always hit. And then, you know, when I need to get my pitching work done, I'll get my pitching work. In the game, I just do my thing as a hitter. And then when the coach calls my name to go to the bullpen, I just, try my best to get ready for the team.
Hawkeyes have won 8 of their last 9, and they'll take a 12-9 overall record on the road as they head to Rutgers this weekend. That's Check of Sports.